Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own, your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-0249. That's 1-800-432-0249. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-432-0249. That's 1-800-432-0249. 1-800-432-0249.
Need some holiday time away from the Windy City? Plan your escape to Colorado's last great ski town, Crested Butte. Nestled in the heart of Colorado's Rocky Mountains, Crested Butte is the place for your next ski or winter getaway. Crested Butte offers over 1,500 acres of the most extreme and family-friendly terrain in the Rockies, as well as modern lifts, slopeside lodging, and grooming that's known as Colorado's best corduroy. Crested Butte is Colorado's best-kept secret. Fly United Airlines nonstop daily from O'Hare to Gunnison, Crested Butte, Colorado. Visit skicb.com/deals.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You will love it. Throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. College basketball season is here. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Cubs' first move of the offseason was the decision to decline starting pitcher Jason Hamill's $12 million option for next season. A logical in-house replacement is the man who was on the mound for the final out of the World Series, lefty Mike Montgomery. Earlier today, during a conversation with Matt Spiegel and John Greenberg, Cubs skipper Joe Maddon had praise for the southpaw.
Montgomery, I'm telling you, man, this guy is a legitimate Major League starter, and he's going to win a lot of Major League Baseball games. The big thing with him is we got to keep him on point, on task, and have him understand how to utilize his stuff, because his stuff is that good.
Full interview with Joe Maddon and also Theo Epstein, who was on the show earlier today. They're both available at SpiegelandGoff.com. To football, the Bears return to practice tomorrow at Halas Hall, preparing for Sunday's matchup with the Bucks in Tampa. Also today, the team waived offensive lineman Cornelius Edison. Basketball, Bulls are off tonight. They beat Orlando last night to improve their record to 4-3 early in the season. Tomorrow, they're in Atlanta to take on Dwight Howard and the Hawks. Finally, in hockey, Blackhawks head coach Joel Quenneville said that rookie winger Tyler Mott is expected to miss 2 to 3 weeks with a lower body injury. Hawks in St. Louis tomorrow night, trying to extend their win streak to 7. Here's a chance to win tickets and travel accommodations to the big game in our $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. Three lucky winners will win tickets to professional football's biggest showdown. Visit fourwindscasino.com to learn more. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin's Black Friday deals all month. Save up to 25% off MSRP. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and the home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Publisher and editor of Pro Football Weekly.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish.
Roger Goodell announced the NFL's new $100 million concussion initiative. They might as well pour it down a black hole. There is nothing they're going to do with helmets that is going to eliminate the danger or make the game safer.
Yeah! Habarkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Habarkish is brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history. He's the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. He is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Your CarX man has the lowest tire prices right now as the polls begin to close. We bring Hub on to talk about the Bears, and they're actually feeling better about themselves because their division sucks and they're getting some injured players back.
Well, you know, they should feel better about themselves. They will be healthier than they have been at any point this season, including opening day, because they have Pernell McPhee back. Apparently Marquise Wilson is practicing. That doesn't excite me all that much, but I mean, it's all hands on deck. Kevin White, the only starter from opening day, who looks like he won't be ready. And, you know, as bad as the first half of the season was, guys, 2-6, they had some kids get better. You know, it looks like there may be some football players here. I'm really excited to see what Vic Fangio can do with this defense with Eddie Goldman back and all hands on deck. And my hope is that Dowell Loggins and John Fox won't be ridiculous enough to take the ball out of Jordan Howard's hands again. So, you know, there could be some good things the second half.
How good?
Well, you know, you look at the schedule, it's actually the tougher part of the schedule as we now know who these teams are. There's winnable games there. I think they could win four games. I wouldn't be shocked if they won five, but I think four or three is more realistic. But I think they'll be competitive every week, which is important because now you're playing. Again, Dan, this, I have never seen more, and I'm going to go with mediocrity rather than parity. At
right.
The midpoint of an NFL season. I mean, you know, how exciting is it to hang with Washington or, you know, to hang with the Giants? But, I mean, these are the playoff contending teams, and I think the Bears can play with these guys. So, you know, that should make for at least some more entertaining football. And I do think they'll win some of those games. You know, obviously critical that Cutler stay healthy, not only because he is the better choice than Brian Hoyer, but because now all you got left is Matt Barkley. So if they can keep Cutler on the field, if the defense plays as well as I think it's going to, I could see him winning, you know, 3-4 games the second half.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you to clarify. You mean 3-4 in the second half, not 3-4 total. That's
right.
That's
right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Chris. Yeah. The thing that I keep coming back to is anybody who thought coming into the season that they were better than a 6 or 7 win team was just kidding themselves. And you know, you thought the first half would have gone better. And I think that while injuries are never an excuse, they clearly were a big part of it. To me, they still look like they could be the team we thought they were at the start of the season. It could be a nice step in the rebuilding plan, and it could put all the focus where it belongs on year number 3 under this regime. They need to be able to contend for a wild card spot next year. They certainly didn't look like a team that was headed there the first half of the season, but they can look like that by the end if they play well enough in the second half.
Well, I guess the question then is, how do you marry the twin goals of being competitive right now and trying to get closer to winning the Super Bowl? Is that easy to do? Is it difficult to do? And when you, obviously somebody like Jordan Howard, like you say, needs to play, you need to know. And then you have some veterans manning some spots who aren't going to be part of the team when it gets good. How much do you have to commit to development and balance that out?
You know, Dan, this team's gotten younger. As I look up and down that roster, I don't know that there are any veterans who are going to start the second half of the season who can't still be near their peak in 2 years, which is when you would hope to be able to make a run at that. You know, I think the goal or the schedule is next year. You hope to get to the playoffs, maybe as a wild card, maybe you win 10 and win the division. That means the step forward the year after in year 4 is that you could make a serious run at it. As I look up and down this roster, I don't see anybody who can't be part of that. The obvious question is a quarterback. And you know, I think as recently as 2-3 weeks ago, everybody thought Cutler was gone. I don't think that's the case. I'm not saying he'll be back. I think we just don't know. And so where I thought you were going with that question is which where it does get interesting, but the answer is
take it wherever you want.
Well, I mean, the answer is simple. You win as many games as you can. You don't worry about where you're drafting because you think you have to draft in the top 5 to get a quarterback. You know, first of all, there isn't a quarterback right now who looks worthy of a top 5 pick. And you know, you've got to have all 22 or all 53 guys get better. So, you know, for whoever's going to come up with, you know, you're going to draft in the middle. Fine. If that's where you have to draft, that's where you have to draft. You look at the best teams in the NFL right now, and most of them have been drafting there the last 3, 4, 5 years. years. So what's more important is if these last two draft classes are going to pay dividends. And there are some signs that they've got some decent football players out of the draft last year and this year.
Leonard Floyd in back-to-back games has gotten to the quarterback. So what do you need to see now a third game in a row? What would make you think, all right, this dude's actually making real progression?
You know, Chris, he's not playing like a four-down linebacker. I mean, he's shown the quick twitch and the pass rush ability. Some of it has, quite frankly, been good fortune, right place at right time, more than making great plays. He actually played better in the one-sack game against Minnesota than he did in the two-sack game against the Packers. But he's around the ball more. He's starting to show some use of his hands. He's starting to understand leverage a little better. At the end of the day, we're not going to know until next year, no matter what he does the second half, because the one thing that nobody's going to convince me I'm wrong about, he's got to get stronger. He's got to get bigger. At the size he's at right now, he is not going to be the dominant defensive player that you want with the ninth pick in the draft. He's got no shot at being Von Miller or Elvis Dumervil or Terrell Suggs or any of these guys you want him to be until he can compete more physically. With
Khalil Mack, and watching what he's doing too, that's another guy you got to put on that list.
Well, and Mack, you're right. Mack may be the best young defensive player in football, but he's a totally different body type. He's about 6'2 and a half, 6'3, 255, you know, and he's able to put a hand on the ground and play end in a 40 front or stand up and play outside linebacker in a 30 front. That's all kind of limited with Floyd right now because he's just not strong enough.
All right, so how important for John Fox specifically, for the Bears, for what we were saying before that victory over the Vikings, did that in any way, did that sort of put a floor in and in, I don't want to say save John Fox's job, but prevent the kind of spiral when we started hearing about the quote-unquote consultant and everything? I mean, that really might end up being a critical victory.
It could very well be. You know, now whether it had anything to do with coaching or just circumstances or kids coming together at the right time, I mean, who knows? Part of it was that the Vikings are going in the wrong direction. We know that the Vikings offense, your defense should play well against the Vikings, but the fact that the Bears pushed that defense around the second half was so impressive, and they did it because they had almost a 50-50 run-pass balance. They threw 32 passes, they ran 28 times. Now, is that something that John Fox and Dowell Loggins figured out? Or was that just the circumstance of what happened because they got a big lead and they're going to go right back to throwing the ball too much in Tampa? That's something we have to see. I think, Dan, you and I completely agree with the people that we're talking to, that there are those at Hallis Hall that have already had enough of John Fox's act. But what I just don't know, and I have no feel for it, and I have a pretty good working relationship with Ryan Pace, but he's not going to say anything one way or the other. I can't read into anything he's told me. I don't know how those two are working together, and I think that's the key to whether or not there's any real jeopardy for John Fox at the end of the year, regardless of what happens the second half.
The fact Eddie Goldman missed those five games, how much does that really hurt his development?
You know, Chris, I think it hurt the defense's development more than it hurt his. I mean, he's a stud. That kid can play. And it's just a question of having better players around him, the defense playing better as a unit, and you'll see him flash and make more plays. I think that now when you put that big body next to the huge Akiem Hicks, you get scary up front. Will Sutton's been heroic in trying to fill in for him, but you can't have a 295-pound nose tackle in a 30 front. I think it's unfortunate for Goldman that he missed the time, but in terms of his progress or his development, I don't think it should matter all that much as long as he's completely healthy and he can play with abandon. That, you know, you get those high ankle sprains, is he going to trust it if he plays this Sunday? When's he going to go out there and not be thinking about it? When we see him able to go kind of carefree and 100%, I think you're going to see a pretty good nose tackle.
I don't know if you've seen the videos making the rounds. I know you watched the game last night, but just more problems in a national NFL game with officiating and confusion and things happening right in front of guys that don't get flagged and other interpretations that get flagged. And it won't stop, Hub. It happened again.
But I mean, it not only happened, but I heard Ross Tucker talking about it on our air this morning with, I think he was with Matt and John Greenberg, and he made a great point. to have a clerical error, which is in effect what that was, you know, in an NFL game, and I want to give Russ credit, he was the one who came up with it. I can't get too excited about the roughing the kicker, not because it wasn't roughing, but because I don't know at what point that play stops. When he comes off sides and is unabated, and you can see the official already kind of turning his back to go talk to somebody, I don't know that, you know, I can't freak out that they didn't call roughing the kicker. But to delay a game?
Yes.
That was just absurd. You know, and you know, absolutely.
Ref standing over the ball with 4 seconds on the play clock.
It's just, it's inexcusable. You know, I mean, A, the penalty stops the play clock and it starts over, and B, they wound the clock and then didn't set the ball, you know, and so there's just no possible justification for that. And once it happened, there's got to be some kind of vehicle to admit it and just get it right. Now, I think Seattle probably wins the game anyway. You can't just say, okay, now it's a 3-point game and they're going for a field goal at the end as opposed to a touchdown. It changes the whole flow of the game coming back out of the half. Seattle was the better team. They were at home. They don't lose at home. So I'm not saying it was the outcome of the game, but it's just minor league crap. And so when people wonder what's going on with the TV ratings, anybody who doesn't think that this is a part of it is kidding themselves, because it does get very frustrating. There's a cumulative effect to it.
Tomorrow Hub is yours at this time, taking your phone calls. He remains ours for another segment today. Bears stuff, NFL stuff, a lot more coming your way. More with Hub next on The Score.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Helix Sleep. Fully customized mattresses shipped right to your door. Happy election day, and I hope that you went and did your civic duty and voted. Even if you live in the bluest of blue states and you're a red voter, or the reddest of red states and you're a blue voter, you have to go out and use your right to vote. Which brings us to Colin Kaepernick, who began the biggest series of protests that professional sports has seen, frankly, since the 1970s, who today announced that he will not vote. But when you protest the status quo in government and don't offer any real solutions during your protest, nor do you offer up a vote as to who could possibly change the path that our country is on, I've completely stopped listening to you. But if you haven't said check please over Colin Kaepernick, maybe the fact that he didn't vote today allows you to do so. Vote America. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249. 800-901-1249.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Need some holiday time away from the Windy City? Plan your escape to Colorado's last great ski town, Crested Butte. Nestled in the heart of Colorado's Rocky Mountains, Crested Butte is the place for your next ski or winter getaway. Crested Butte offers over 1,500 acres of the most extreme and family-friendly terrain in the Rockies, as well as modern lifts, slopeside lodging, and grooming that's known as Colorado's best corduroy. Crested Butte is Colorado's best-kept secret. Fly United Airlines nonstop daily from O'Hare to Gunnison, Crested Butte, Colorado. Visit skicb.com/deals.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Attention, are you turning 65 and don't know what your Medicare plan options are? Are you already on Medicare and unhappy with your current plan? Medicare providers can help you choose the plan that is right for you. Call us today at 855-408-4081 and we'll connect you with a licensed agent to help you determine which Medicare plan fits your needs the best. You may also be eligible for a special enrollment period. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call today at 855-408-4081.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal.
Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, doesn't get any better than this.
It only gets better tomorrow when you get to ask the questions of Hub Arkush here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. So, Hub, I mentioned this to Eric at home yesterday, and you know, you look at some of the standings and the teams that matter, and I thought I was back in junior high because it's one team that's close to your heart and one team very far from it in the Oakland Raiders and Dallas Cowboys, respectively, that are right there and mattering in the NFL.
They are, and it's not inconceivable that they're the second and third best teams in the NFL. You know, I don't think there's any question the Patriots are number one, at least as long as Tom Brady is healthy. But I've been late to the party with the Cowboys. I still don't trust that defense. I think it's gonna struggle. Maybe as soon as this Sunday, great game in Pittsburgh when they take on the Steelers, who have to bounce back off that bad offensive performance. But offensively, the Cowboys are the real deal. And you know, give Jerry Jones credit, whether it was his doing or he listened to somebody else. They strategically built the best offensive line in football, and that is what has allowed Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott to be not only the two front runners for the Rookie of the Year, but possibly runners for MVP. And then you turn around with the Oakland Raiders, different story. Reggie McKenzie, Ted Thompson disciple out of Green Bay, took that team over, I want to say 6 years ago, but had a salary cap nightmare to clean up, has done almost the whole thing through the draft. And they've got, I just wrote this column for Thursday's papers. If I had to vote right now, I think Derek Carr would probably be the MVP. When you start to study the numbers and think about the impact that guys have on their teams and where their teams would be without him and the way this kid is playing. The Raiders, kind of the same story as the Cowboys. I don't trust their defense when it comes playoff time, but at least as far as regular season, even though we're only halfway, no doubt in my mind, these are both playoff teams.
So Tony Romo is on his way back, and he's very close, but there's no way he gets that starting job back right now, right?
You can't, Chris. I mean, and as much as people can yell at me if they want, he's obviously still a better NFL quarterback than Dak Prescott. As well as Prescott's played, and he hasn't faced adversity yet, hasn't had any injuries around him to worry about other than Dez Bryant, which was probably a good thing because it kept him from trying to force the ball down the field. You know, you'd feel great with Romo out there, but Romo, it's probably not fair, but at the end of the day, you can't take Dak Prescott out. They're playing the best football in the NFC with him at quarterback.
I'm always amazed that no matter what, they're the Chiefs. No matter what. In this, you know, a league where things just keep happening, and then every year, there they are, and they're still there, and they just won't go away. Why won't they go away?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, Dan. It starts with Andy Reid's a really good football coach.
Must be, right?
Yeah, he is. I mean, look at his record. Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, maybe those five NFC title games that he only won one of, maybe it was the quarterback. Maybe it was Donovan McNabb. Maybe it was, you know, a collaborative affair. Who knows? But the bottom line is this guy's a really good coach. He has brought the exact same system to Kansas City that he had in Philadelphia. Clark Hunt went out and hired a great GM in John Dorsey, who's a Ted Thompson and Ron Wolf disciple out of Green Bay.
There we are again.
They're building it the same way. And here's something else I was just writing last night. They're going to get better. They've been kind of pedestrian, kind of workmanlike so far this year. Great when they had to be, like going into Oakland and knocking off the Raiders 26-10. But now they're getting Alex Smith back, even though Nick Foles played fine. You lose Jamal Charles, but you didn't have him early anyway. They're now getting Kendrick West and Spencer Ware healthy at running back. They're also getting Jeremy Maclin back at wide receiver. And most importantly, I think Justin Houston's going to play this weekend. They've got 9 sacks out of D Ford, who was a first-round pick a couple years ago. People don't even realize that. But you get Justin Houston back, and that makes everybody else in that front seven more effective if he's, you know, 100%. So not only are they good, but they could be better in the second half.
You're telling me to get used to him is what you're telling me.
Well, at least this year, they're old. That's the one issue on defense. You've got Houston, I'm guessing, is in his late 20s. Derek Johnson, I think, is 34. I think Tom Bali is 30. DeVito already retired this year, I think. So there's going to be some turnover, but at least for this year, keep a very close eye on it. As a matter of fact, as I look around the AFC, if I had to pick the team that probably bothers the Patriots the most, it may be the Chiefs, because they probably are the best, quote, playoff-type defense that they might have to see.
I have a two-part question about Cam Newton. First of all, why do you think he's not playing like an MVP this year? Is it and is there any sort of lingering effect from the concussion? And secondly, is he not getting the calls that he should be getting?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons, Chris, and Dan's going to love my answer to this because part three I'm going to go with first. I think the biggest reason is because he's exactly who we said he was at our Pro Football Weekly scouting report 5 years ago. This is a guy who's a great athlete, a great football player. He's a reigning MVP, but when it comes to attitude and character and maturity, he's lacking, and he proves it in pretty much everything he does. I think beyond that, from a football perspective, last year they went into the season thinking the offensive line was the Achilles heel. The offensive line played great. The offensive line has not played well this year, and so he struggled early. And then you do get to, he takes more abuse than almost any quarterback in the league. But I don't know if it's because he's not getting the calls so much as that's the way he plays the game. You know, and I think it's a combination of the two. I'm going to guess that he probably doesn't get all the calls he should because he's so big and strong, and it just doesn't look as bad.
That's like that. That's the old Shaquille O'Neal NBA thing.
Yeah,
there's so many words that were written on that saying he becomes difficult to officiate because of who he is and how he plays.
Yeah, it's not right. We all agree on that. But I'm not sure how you overcome that. And I'm sure that is part of it. But I think it's also a little bit of a cop-out. When I hear him wanting to talk to Goodell and he wants to talk about officiating, that's where you get to the first point I made. That's not the way you handle things in the NFL. And I think at times he's his own worst enemy.
Well, it's a fascinating look of a team that was in a Super Bowl and is still sort of fighting itself in so many ways. And it's not uncommon to see a team be that good and then immediately struggle. And I don't know if that is good for this league or bad for this league or part and parcel of everything we're talking about the larger fundamental structural issues the NFL has about some great teams not being able to stay great for whatever reason. But your guy Chico has been going upstream all year.
Yeah, and I think even though I talked about mediocrity before, there's no question about the parity as well. And you know, I think that there's other football teams that are close, not as good as them, but they're getting the breaks and playing better this year than the Panthers have. They made a calculated move in the secondary, and they paid for it. I don't think they were wrong about Josh Norman, but when they tried to go with three rookies back there, it was just too soon, and they got toasted. Plus, they weren't getting pressure from the interior of that defense. The other thing I would say, though, guys, they were 1-4 3 years ago, finished 11-5, and went to the NFC title game. They're 3-5. You know, they're two games behind the Falcons, and I'm not ready to write them off yet. I just, you know, you look at all these teams bunched at 4-4, 4-3-1, 4-5. They're sitting at 3-5. They've played better the last couple weeks. They're a team I'd keep a close eye on, at least for the next couple weeks, if not the whole second half.
Hub, always great. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, real quick before we go, I got to plug our book. We did it with the score. It is the Chicago Cubs World Champs. It's at the newsstands now. I don't know if you guys got your copies today, but it's just better than anything else out there. And if people want a tremendous keepsake for the Cubs season, all they got to do is go to their local newsstand or they can call 844-358-CUBS toll-free and get a copy. And we'll be talking about it a lot because, as I say, we did it together with the score and Shaw and the Daily Herald.
844-358-CUBS.
That's the number, and we're taking orders 24/7. And I'm just telling you, it's beyond the fact that I worked on it. I've seen the competition. It blows everything else away. Cubs fans need to get a copy.
Did you buy Chris Bryant a wedding gift yet?
I'll give him one of these. That's
perfect. Thanks, Hub.
Take care, guys.
All right, Hub will belong to you as he fields calls on the Bears in the NFL tomorrow at 5.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. College basketball season is here. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale at nusports.com. The details of the Cubs World Series run will go down in history for many reasons, most notably the fact that it ended the longest championship drought in North American sports. Another plot twist that will go down in baseball lore is Jason Hayward's motivational speech during the 10th inning rain delay in Game 7. The always introspective Joe Maddon joined Matt Spiegel and John Greenberg earlier today on The Score.
It's almost like that somebody had to send a message, we're going to make you suffer just a little bit more, then we're going to relent. The two-run homer, suffer a little bit more, rain shower, let's cleanse this whole thing. And now here comes the sunshine, the clouds part. Here comes Zobrist base hit, and all of a sudden everything's good with the world again, and it is.
Full interview is available at SpiegelandGoff.com. They also talked to Theo Epstein earlier today. You can check that out as well. The Bears will return to practice tomorrow at Halas Hall, preparing for Sunday's trip to Tampa Bay and a date with the Buccaneers. Today, the team waived offensive lineman Cornelius Edison. to basketball. The Bulls are off tonight, fresh off beating Orlando last night at the United Center. Tomorrow they head to Atlanta to take on Dwight Howard and the Hawks. Also today, the Bulls assigned guard RJ Hunter to the Windy City Bulls of the D League. And in hockey, the Hawks will be in St. Louis tomorrow night trying to extend their win streak to 7. They will be without rookie winger Tyler Mott for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Joel Quenneville says he's out with a lower body injury. Lifeway Kefir is a cultured dairy smoothie that's a healthier, tastier, and more convenient cousin of yogurt. One serving of Lifeway Kefir contains protein to keep you strong and probiotics to help support digestion. Available in non-fat, low-fat, whole milk, organic, and conventional varieties, look for Lifeway Kefir in the dairy case at your favorite local store. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports Station and the home of the world champion Cubs.
Tomorrow, the Boers and Bernstein Show will be part of a big broadcast day that includes the Spiegel and Goff Show with John Greenberg sitting in for Jason Goff. We are going to be out as a station from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Sherwin Williams broadcast at the new Sherwin Williams Paint Store, 1654 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. It is right around North Avenue and Western, so a relative home game for me, and we are looking forward to a terrific afternoon. Dennis Savard is going to be around signing autographs. Steve Rosenblum is going to be sitting in with me. So I think it'll be a different kind of morning in America tomorrow as the giant orange chimpanzee will be vanquished back to the fringes and the golf courses. This is Bill downtown on The Score.
Hello, Bill.
Bill?
You know what's amazing about this particular phone call?
What?
This man was on hold for an hour, 35 minutes before anybody actually screened him, mm-hmm. meaning before somebody picked up the phone and said, hey, what's your name? What do you want?
Right.
And that happened less than a minute ago. So between now...
when he finally got up on the board, he dropped. Bill, are you there?
He's there. That's amazing.
I don't think he doesn't want to talk.
An hour, 35 minutes on hold without being spoken to by anybody. And then somebody speaks to you, puts you on hold so you could talk to us, and then you go away. Oh, you know what it is? Maybe he got another call that he just could not take. He had to go.
All right, I'll put him on hold because when Hello? That wasn't Bill, was it? Bill, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Bill?
He's playing the hello game with you.
Oh, who is Tanny?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well,
he's playing the hello game.
Sorry, Bill. I really won't understand being on hold for 90 minutes, but...
Well, it's got to be good. Whatever it is, it's got to be good.
He was mad about the Cubs, Dan, and I can't repeat what he said about what you do to the Cubs.
What I do to them?
Yeah.
Why is it? What is he mad about?
Some form of physical pleasure that one person can give another.
Okay, does he know they won the World Series?
Oh, he massages the Cubs?
No, it's not. Well, I guess you can massage.
Oh, he treats them to dinner?
Orally. Does he know they won the World Series after telling people exactly how they were going
to win
the
World Series? He was mad. I mean, these are your people.
I got to hear this.
No, I'm just asking. What was he mad
about?
Hey,
don't kill the messenger, Dan.
No, I'm curious. What was he mad about?
The way that you treat the Cubs.
You're too nice to them.
Oh, well,
the only thing, the only entity you're nice to, aside from your family, is the Cubs.
Is that damn team that wins the World Series.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so nice to them.
Yeah, that guy, Bernstein, all you do is ask the teams win championships, and then when they win a championship, you're nice to them.
Let's see if he's there again. Check it out.
I bet he's not.
We'll find out.
Bill, are you there?
That's what I can't say on the air, what's on the screen.
Okay. Yeah, Bill, you're on The Score.
Hello?
What's up? They're hello gaming you again.
Well, somebody's there. Otherwise there'd be a dial
tone. You know what's possible? Maybe this entire call is somebody in that control room that's been on hold for 90 minutes.
Hello, how are we doing?
They're way too lazy to do that. They would never do a long-form bit like that.
They don't have the commitment?
Correct. They don't have the intelligence, the awareness, the understanding. No.
They are not the Jed Hoyer Twitter account. Is what you're saying.
That's Theo.
Whatever.
And there you go with whatever again.
So that's what he said. I can't say that on the air.
He literally said that?
To me, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And no would be the answer. No, because it's because they won the World Series.
So the answer would be no.
Why do you...
You know? Don't come close to that, saying that.
What? I'm not going to say that.
No, but you...
What kind of idiot do you think I am? Do you think I'm one of your callers?
No.
Well, I would not say that.
I don't mean say it.
I'm not going to. You already kind of
came close.
I didn't say anything. It was a batacola. He said all of it.
Okay. I'm concerned for
because
you.
Because a batacola is a filthy, filthy person.
What?
I don't know.
What did I do?
Where did that come from?
Why do you say that?
What? What are you?
And it's absolutely true. But why would you say that on the air? I'm not the one who said. Does Dan want to stop blanking their blanking blanks?
He's the one that's doing it.
So John Heyman is reporting that Dexter Fowler will decline the $17.2 million qualifying offer. Said he made the right call to do 1 year Cubs deal. Has good market, and he does. He's got a very good market. However, the Cubs are not looking at that as a 100% signal that he can never return to the Cubs. They are going to try, at least, to be creative and make some kind of offer that might interest him.
And why not? Exactly. You know, we were talking about this possibility of life without him. It's not like they could not fill his spot. They have plenty of guys in-house that could do it. But I think what you run into if you decide to go with Almora, for example, instead, you run into an OBP problem. Because Fowler gave them a good on base. And I don't think that you're expecting exactly that next year. But there's a significant drop off. And for Almora, I think the best he's done is maybe .308 for an OBP. You can't have that at top of the order. And
who
if it's not
top of the order? Well, saying he's in center field doesn't mean he's at top of the order.
Who would do it?
I think that's a false assumption. You could lead off Schwarber.
I don't know about that.
You could.
I wouldn't want him hitting any higher than .200.
Okay. I'm just saying you could replace an on base percentage.
Yeah, well, but you have to balance a little
bit.
You
can lead off Zobrist.
Yeah.
You don't have to, just because he's in center field doesn't mean he's a leadoff hitter.
No, you're not going to be very fast at the top, which isn't the most important thing. I understand that, but you're trying to marry the two things. You want some on base and a little bit of speed if you can get it.
He's Chris Ranji in for Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. When we get done, it's going to be Lawrence Holmes. Lawrence has the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Jeremy Lankford is with him, and they're at Hawthorne's.
And Ray Lankford.
Hawthorne's Backyard Bar and Grill, 1200 West Hawthorne Lane in West Chicago. That's from 6 to 10 on WSCR, The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This season, choose Chicago's team at Lakeshore Recycling Systems, your go-to residential, commercial, construction, and demolition waste solution provider. LRS is passionate about the importance of recycling and environmental sustainability throughout the communities they serve. Their goals are simple: deliver the highest levels of customer service and equipment to fit the needs of your home, business, or construction site. Partner with the championship team at Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider.
Fighters of Illinois' Warrior Program. To give a new car to an Afghanistan war veteran who lost his leg serving in Afghanistan. And the recipient of the car is an Army vet. He's a father of two beautiful daughters. And his Humvee was destroyed by an IED on the 10th day of his second deployment. And the first thing out of the veteran's mouth after having both legs amputated was to ask how the other three guys in the Humvee were doing. And it turned out the other three soldiers sustained injuries. Thankfully, they survived. And now David and the Associated Firefighters of Illinois need your help in raising $38,000 by Thursday to cover the cost of this car. To help accomplish this goal, David is matching the first $5,000 raised. To donate, visit perldavid.com and click the donate button. Please visit perldavid.com. Donate whatever you can afford to donate, because every little bit helps. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, RMLA, NMLS 1918.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and
your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-432-0249. That's 1-800-432-0249. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-432-0249. That's 1-800-432-0249. 1-800-432-0249.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Need some holiday time away from the Windy City? Plan your escape to Colorado's last great ski town, Crested Butte. Nestled in the heart of Colorado's Rocky Mountains, Crested Butte is the place for your next ski or winter getaway. Crested Butte offers over 1,500 acres of the most extreme and family-friendly terrain in the Rockies, as well as modern lifts, slopeside lodging, and grooming that's known as Colorado's best corduroy. Crested Butte is Colorado's best-kept secret. Fly United Airlines nonstop daily from O'Hare to Gunnison, Crested Butte, Colorado. Visit skicb.com.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Radio.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence Holmes is in West Chicago at Hawthorne's Backyard Bar and Grill for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Jeremy Langford's going to be joining him a little bit later, but for now, he's got some room to breathe, some stuff to do. We were talking about you earlier, Lawrence, because I don't know how it came up, but Galactus and then Silver Surfer, and then we got Silver Surfer confused with Iceman, and we weren't sure on what Silver Surfer was.
It looks like
surfing.
Ice. It looks like
Ranji
ice.
Ranji thought it was ice, and he left a trail of ice behind him, and then we got
it's
really
it's a
confused.
Surfboard.
That's okay.
Yeah, but doesn't he leave a trail of you know, stuff? It looks like ice, right?
But it's not ice.
Well, it looks like ice.
He's okay.
Does it not look like ice?
It's fine. No, it's totally fine. It's great because when Big Cat walks in here, because he's actually filling in for Jeremy Langford, it'll be like Galactus walking into a place.
Going to eat the planet.
Yes, now that you understand that.
Well, I understood that part because you told me about it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you were like, he can't eat planets. How big is he? I'm like, well, he's big enough to eat planets. So, there.
So, can he fit in? Where are you right now?
At Hawthorne.
Oh, Hawthorne?
Backyard Bar and Grill. No, Big Cat can barely fit, I think. But no, Galactus is
so
kind
of... All right, here's my problem.
He keeps trying to eat Earth, so he's a little bit bigger.
Where does Galactus live, then?
In space, homie.
Like, he just floats? He's perpetually floating?
He travels around and eats planets to sustain himself.
But he doesn't rest? He doesn't... You know, I just don't understand his lifestyle. It doesn't make sense.
You don't understand just doing whatever you want and eating and drinking whenever you want.
Sometimes,
you're the guy. Wow. Don't you just understand that?
No, wow, don't you sometimes
ad hominem attacks now? I know. Ranji.
I know.
Just for insulting Galactus.
Attack the argument, would you? But don't you think that if you were a planet eating thing, that sometimes you just want to have your feet on ground?
Well, there really aren't a lot of places where he could do
that's the problem, so I don't understand.
Because he's eating all of them.
Well, there's not a lot of places that can hold
Wait, does he eat planets where people are or beings?
Yes.
What a jerk.
That's why the Fantastic Four is always trying to stop him, and, you know, that's why the Silver Surfer, who used to be his herald, who would go out and find planets for him to eat.
How slowly does he
didn't
move?
Like it.
I mean, can he, you know.
He moves pretty fast if you think about space travel.
Now, I'm told that we've had a late switch here. It's going to be Big Cat Williams and not Jeremy Langford?
Yes. That's okay. Why I said Big Cat walking in here would be like Galactus.
Okay. I just want to make sure that it's not him joining you and Jeremy, that it's instead. Okay.
No. He's going to be here. He's pinch hitting for Jeremy Langford. But we're going to probably start off talking. I know we're going to start off talking about the Cubs because it's still not done with it. It's a great piece that was done on 538 about Theo.
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, the point is, and I got into a big discussion today. I was joking on Twitter, Dan, because in the barbershop today, someone brought up the White Sox.
Ugh.
And I like blacked out. And then, like, I came to, and it had been 20 minutes later, and I had been talking about the White Sox for 20 minutes. And so, you know, I just said that even if they try to do what Theo did, he's already on to the third thing.
Well, it's also the fact that this false idea that the White Sox, with the assets they have and where they are, would have to do exactly what the Cubs did. Even if they traded Chris Sale, that's not going the Cubs route, because all it does is maybe get them major league quality talent faster. They're not that wouldn't be burning it down to build it up. That would be flipping somebody for guys who can help you right now.
Yeah, and I think that they still think that they're in a position to contend, but we'll see. I'm curious.
What
for?
Look,
how many times have we said for what? And they said for the Central Division. They said, "Well, look at our first month. We were 23-10, and then they immediately went 10-26."
Well, what the 5 months are is closer to what they are than the first month.
I agree, but I bet you'll hear about that first month, though, when they talk about their team, because you heard about it at the end of the year.
Well, Rick Hahn today, I guess, told Bruce Levine, I don't know if it was a bunch of reporters or if it was just him, said that they are looking for sustainability and focused more on long term than they are on short term. But I don't know exactly what that means.
Correct.
You know, I don't know if that means long term, like next year, or long term, like 5 years from now. Because what I think, and I know how you feel about this, and I believe that there are a lot of other Sox fans that agree, they are absolutely on board with the idea of, hey, we will ride this thing out for 3 years, and hopefully they're good on the other end of it, because there's just no way that you can approach this offseason, and let's say they traded all of those dudes, all of those assets, there's no way to come out on the other end of that not in terrific position. It would be very hard to mess that up, I think.
If you're the White Sox, do you spend decent money on Dexter Fowler to be your center fielder?
I would not. I don't think that's where they are. That's not where they are right now. If you do that, you're assuming, okay, we're in position in 2017 that to be close, and you think they can get past Cleveland?
No, I don't think that. I think they think that.
I don't know. My feelings
on where the White Sox are completely different from where they have repeatedly shown us where they actually are.
But I wonder if they've finally gotten beyond that. And there's no way to know. We'll know in a couple of months.
We'll know when we know.
But I think if they trade one of those guys, if they trade Sale, they might as well trade Q2. I don't understand why you'd hang on to... Either you hang on to both of them or neither of them.
That's it.
I don't know if I agree with you on that. Because I do think they do have a couple of positions that
are at least... See, that's what I think they're going to do. That if you can trade one of them and you can make yourself ready for the season by adding a couple of key free agents along with making that trade, then maybe you feel like you're closer to where you want to be. Well, it's funny because while all this stuff... I was laughing because... I don't know if you saw it, Box, but the Brett Laurie Instagram post...
Oh, dunking the basketball in the pool. Oh,
yeah.
It's just like... And I mean, he is an incredible athlete. He really is.
Yeah.
But I'm just sitting there going, you know, maybe not. Okay. Like maybe we're not showing off that you're healthy by you jumping the width of your pool. And it looked like you hitting the side of the pool to do a dunk.
That could have been great. I mean, just great.
You know, like, it really it
would have been one
like,
of their dumber injuries.
Yes! It would have been, oh, well, I'm moving something, and now my foot hurts.
Oh, I've jumped off a pickup truck.
Lawrence,
and now it's broken.
We'll let you get started as we thank our guests today, Matt Miller, Joe Cowley, and Hub Arkish. We thank Matt Abatacola.
Minorities have a voice, and I do consider myself a minority.
What?
Yeah, I do. Women are marginalized, let's face it.
That was Madonna? You're not a minority, lady.
Did you hear the person go, what?
Minorities have a voice, and I do consider myself a minority.
What?
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 Chris Tannehill.
Look at Jay-Z, and we talked about this that night, that he might be working on it, but one of his main videos starts off with a crowd throwing Mazel-Tov cocktails at the police.
Mazel-Tov.
Mazel-Tov cocktails for everyone. Thank you, police. Congratulations. Here's a Mazel-Tov cocktail. All right. Be safe tonight, we hope, because... Beware the marauding, angry white people with their Nazi frog hats on.
Pepe.
Thank you for sitting in, Chris.
Bye, Dan. This was not fun.
I didn't mean it to be.
Oh.
It wasn't supposed to be for
hey,
you.
Hey, next time, make this more fun for me.
Nah. Tomorrow, Steve Rosenblum and I will be at the Sherwin-Williams at North and Western. Talk to you then. Make America great.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Felicia.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Pepsi salutes the World Series champion Chicago Cubs.
Fowler hits a fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the center field fence. At the wall. And that ball is a home run! Home run, Dexter Fowler. I had to wait. Davis leaping up. Had his glove above that 9-foot barrier.
This Cubs moment brought to you by Pepsi and Aquafina, proud sponsors of the world champion Chicago.
Climate Guard, vinyl windows made in Chicago since 1975. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. Sick of hearing 2-for-1, buy 4, get 1 free. Act now. With Climate Guard, no gimmicks, no promos. Just the same quality window for the same low price. Ask your contractor for Climate Guard windows or call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit?
Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you.